Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tortoise. I'm Mel Gedroych, and you join me once again on my electric adventure, the Tortoise podcast about life, snackage, and electric cars. In each episode, I'm going to be testing an EV, an electric vehicle, with journalist and now showbiz friend. This is our second episode. We're close. Giles Whittell. G-Dubs, as we call him, brings it to my house, and then we head out on the open road to find out all about the car, talk about the electric revolution in general, and hopefully have some darn good lols along the way. I do apologise for the first episode. This time we are going to make it to a service station so that we can have a coffee and also a chat with some other drivers while we wait for our cars to charge. Last time, our first outing, Giles went big. Yeah. He was in the most expensive electric Audi that you can buy. I'm wondering what he's got for me this time. Just check on the time. He's 12 minutes late. He likes to keep a girl waiting, does G-Dubs. Oh, hello. Hang on. That looks... No, that's a Lithuanian number plate. Oh, no! Lithuanian number plate? I've never seen a number plate like that. Oh, it's the... Right, OK. It's the green number plate because it's electric. That is a beautiful... It looks like a very expensive piece of white goods. It looks like you could put it in your utility room. Now, that coach is very much not electric. Well, it's not too bad. This looks sturdy, like a very good German dishwasher. That's what I'm feeling. Morning, G-Dubs.
Well, hiya.
Hello.
Hi, Gabby. I'm Mel.
Nice to meet you.
Are you our boffin in the back?
Yes.
Amazing. Indeed. Lovely to see you. Hi, Giles. How are you?
Very well.
Good to see you. This looks great.
It's a lovely girl.
She's a beauty, isn't she?
Do you know what she is?
I'm.
Have you been told?
It's a V-Dubs, isn't it?
It's a V-Dubs.
It's a V-Dubs. Yeah. G-Dubs in the V-Dubs. And that's all I know because I can see on the front the VW insignia.
Compared with the sort of black lozenge that I came arrived in last time, have I gone down in the world?
Listen, I was just saying, this looks like a really sort of useful.
Yeah.
It's like a really flash piece of white goods. Do you know what I mean? It's really, it's saying school run to me. It's saying family day out. It's saying about town. Looking cool. I mean, it's still incredibly cool, obviously. It's much higher off the ground than the one last week, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's a sit-up car.
Yeah.
I have something very pompous to say about it, which I'll hold for later.
Hold the gold, G. Hold the gold.
Shall we go for a drive?
Let's do it.
So, Mel, here we are in a VW ID3 outside your house.
Yeah, man. Is that part outside your house? Is that part of the name of the car? It's a VW did it outside your house.
It could be. I feel a rebrand coming on in Wolfsburg, where they make these things. Okay. I did learn how to start this. And we're going to do the route. We're going to be good this time. And we're going to go where we meant to go.
That including wasn't my fault.
No, it wasn't. It was mine too.
Mainly mine.
Heston Services. Each have a chance to put our foot down within the law.
Yes. The gloves are going on. Well, it's quite warm today.
Yeah. I'm
slightly worried about being overheated in my gloves. Foot on the brake.
Yeah.
Oh, It did something, didn't it? Oh, it says ready.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Great, great, great. It is the slightly unnerving thing about being in an EV. You don't know when it's on.
Right.
But it's totally silent, isn't it? Is this on? It says ready. Yes, it's on. I mean, there's no noise. Absolutely no. Do you think the windows make... Yeah, the windows make a good, reassuring noise.
If you want to just...
Just checking there's some
noise. Homage to Simon and Garfunkel, listen to the sound of silence for a little bit.
It's a very particular silence, isn't it, in an EV?
Yeah.
It's a sort of boxed silence.
Yeah.
Like we're in a large...
Is it complete silence? Just be very quiet for a moment. Well, there's no... there's a basket. All right, so Mel...
We're ready.
I've got the directions, and first we're going to the A40, and you've got to do a UE.
Oh, so we're going to go to the A40.
Right here. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's groovy. We did that last time, and we did get in a hole in a hella load of traffic.
Yeah, but I think we're going to try and hope that a different time of day...
Oh, no, I didn't want her to let me go. Now it's too much pressure. Huh? Him?
Him.
Him. Him. Hi. Oh, now I've got to reverse.
Full steering lock check. Excellent. Okay. You've got to go back to this knob up here.
Oh, God. And oh,
nice.
My day.
Very good.
Okay, strong.
Sorry.
Strong. So it's all... Right. Okay, I'm getting this. I'm getting the use of this. I'm getting the hang of this. Here we go. We've got 73% battery. Oh, this is very nice.
Boffin in the back for this week is Gabby.
Hey.
Hello, Gabby.
Hello.
Boffin in the back.
Thank you for having me.
Boffin in the back.
You're most welcome. So boffin, is it all right to turn left now?
Boffin in the back.
I know two things, that you're from Octopus EVs, who are providing the cars, and from Berkshire. I can't remember where in Berkshire.
Just outside of Reading.
There we go.
I feel like this car might have been made for me, actually. I just feel very comfy and I feel very sort of secure.
More secure than in that Audi.
That was unbelievable. I did slightly feel like I'd been put in charge of some kind of NASA outfit last week. I felt like I should have had training. Do you know what I mean? You were quite at home in the Audi, I felt.
That was just fake it till you make it. With the launch control...
That was horrendous.
It was something else, wasn't it?
Absolutely horrendous. I remember, actually, a few years ago, Paul Hollywood, who very much likes his cars and likes to go quite fast in them, said to me... It was my birthday. He said, I'll take you for a spin. And it felt like launch control.
What did he take you for a spin in?
I couldn't even tell you. It was something ridiculously poncy.
Petrol, yeah?
Petrol.
Low?
It was quite low, and we went round country lanes, and he would stop and then wait until it was really clear and then absolutely ruddy floor it. And I was actually shouting at him. I was saying, I'm never coming in a car with you again! This is what I call a nice day out, isn't it? Lovely, sun's shining, traffic's moving really well, which is unusual for this part of the A40. There's something so nice about driving when the weather's nice.
So we're turning right at the Polish War Memorial.
We're turning right.
Sorry, we're turning off.
Turning off.
And then left. But okay. According to the sat-nav, it involves a loop.
Because I got that wrong last time.
Oh, okay.
So... Let's just keep a bit of a bloody eye on that.
Yeah. So I want to say my pompous thing about this car.
Yeah.
I think...
Get your pom-pom.
Get my pom-pom. That this is, without exaggerating too much, an historic drive. I feel the hand of history on my shoulder because this is... I think you could say, without too much exaggeration, that the future of... the world's second largest car maker and possibly of the planet depends on what you think of this car.
Whoa.
So guess how much VW has spent on switching to EVs?
It's going to be more than a couple of mil, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to be more than a couple of mil. I'm going to go... Right, Gabby, you say what you think. I'll say what I think.
I don't actually know this answer, so I will guess... £21 million.
£21 million.
Police on the left, gang. Police on the left. I'm going to go for $2 trillion.
Closer. Okay, more than $100 billion.
What? Yeah. What?
Yeah, more than $100 billion. And and this car, they bet the farm on this car, the ID3. This was the car with which VW responded to the Tesla challenge.
Right.
Tesla just reinvented cars
right.
in one fell swoop, especially with the Model 3, which we're going to drive later. And we are going to turn left at the next one, I think. Yeah.
That was sheer driving instructor there, G. I love that. Left here.
Yeah, yes.
This is where we went wrong last time.
Yeah.
Totally my bad.
Yeah.
You could have given me a little bit more warning, but we're okay.
We want to get some...
We're fine.
...adrenaline into this.
And are we going to go left here? No.
Yes, unless you want to do a sort of a family pilgrimage to the Polish War Memorial.
No, I'm good. Let's go to Yedding, which always... Not Reading, Gabby. Yedding.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, we're a bit far from my home.
Yeah. Hang on. Now, what's going on here? We've got some condensation.
You do indeed.
So I'm having to use the Hessian area of my glove so I can actually see. What do I do?
Giles, if you click on this screen, can you see there's the heated seats right to the bottom left on the screen? Up a bit
bottom
more.
Left.
We're not going to heat the seats, are we? No, let's not.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on.
Click on that and then you see the on-off button at the top?
On-off.
On the left, top left.
Yeah.
That's it.
This is really important, Mel. How intuitive is this stuff? And I've got to say that it requires a...
Oh, that was so quick. You literally pressed that and then it disappeared off the windscreen.
That was good, wasn't it?
I've never seen anything like that. That's brilliant.
Going back to auto.
That is a very, very quick... We've demystified very quickly indeed.
So I've nearly finished my pompous stuff.
So come
on. That's it, right?
Come on.
So they bet the farm on this car. They tried a few just sort of, we're going to electrify what we're already making.
Right.
So you could get an electric GTI type stuff.
Right.
That wasn't really working for them. So they said, right, let's start from scratch. Rebuild all our cars from the ground up electric. They copied Tesla in making a sort of skateboard out of the batteries, which we're all sitting on, and spent billions and billions, and they've had real trouble getting the materials for their batteries. But this is it. If you like it, Mel, if you like it...
I like it!
Then they're onto something.
So far, gang, I don't want to put a jinx on this, but this is a pretty blooming textbook journey so far. We've used 2% of our battery. We're down to 71.
That will be because we put the fans on.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, the fans really blooming eat away, do they?
They can do, yeah.
What about if you're playing some music as well? Does that eat away into the battery?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Quite a lot of the features in the car are actually run off of the 12-volt battery. So things like your heated seats, your heated steering wheel, the lights, infotainment system, charging your phone.
Right.
It's all done off the 12-volt battery. It's mainly the aircon and... the fans that work off.
That's going to eat into your supply.
I didn't know that there was a separate, like, old-fashioned car battery.
Like the one that you, attach to your friend's car at the festival with the plugs when yours has gone down. It's really nice to know that you've got those sort of touchstones of old car days. That makes me feel, I don't know, I don't want it all to be too high-tech, if you know what I mean. Does that sound silly?
Yeah, I get that.
So what else should we know about this car, Gabby?
This is a Life, which is the entry specification model. So this is essentially the basic starting point of all your features. For example, you get things like the sat-nav as standard, reversing camera, and I think one really good feature is the adaptive cruise control is a standard feature. It will keep the distance between you and the car in front of you at like 2 seconds, and
how
you can change that.
How does it do that? Does it let out a sort of balloon or something?
It tracks the rear lights on the car in front.
Okay.
So it then times the distance between the car in front.
Two chevrons, please.
Exactly, yeah. So that's your 2 second gap. You can change that though to 3 seconds and 4 seconds if you wanted it longer, especially things like icy conditions or rainy conditions. You'd want that gap a little bit more so that it gives the car enough time to brake. So if the car in front brakes, your car will brake. So you don't even have to touch the brake pedals.
What?
Very, very safe.
What?
It's
you don't have to touch the brake pedals?
It does it all itself for
you. I don't like that. I find that sinister. I want to drive the car. I don't want the car to drive me. Because that worries me with all this modern tech. Does that worry you, Charles? Do you ever sort of... I don't want to become a slave to it. Or indeed get lazy and do that autopilot thing where you just sit like a lump in the car and kind of expect it to do everything. I don't want that. I like to work. I like to graft behind the wheel a bit.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like a granddad, but I certainly go crazy with my phone. And some people say that cars like these are smartphones on wheels. So I certainly don't want them to take over in that. But look, do you feel like you're in control? Who's driving this car?
I feel good. I mean, we are going at 8 miles an hour.
Right.
So I feel, yes.
Can you feel the tension building as we approach the M4?
I'm excited, actually.
Gabby, what is the range when this is fully charged?
Today, in this current climate, I mean, we got in the car this morning, it was probably about 3 degrees.
Yeah.
I had about 212 miles of range.
Okay.
And it's
was it fully charged?
Yes, that was fully charged.
Okay.
I think if you are in the summer months for this car, you'd probably get about 265.
So quite a lot more if it's nice and warm.
Yeah.
And how long would that take to recharge from nearly drained?
So if you're charging on the 7 kilowatt charger, which is the typical ones at home, you would be looking at about 9.5 hours. If you charge it on 11 kilowatt, you'd be looking at about 8 hours.
Right.
But if you were charging 5% to 80% on the fast, so the rapid chargers at the service stations, it's about 35 minutes.
Oh, did you feel that?
Yeah. There was a thrum in my gloves. There was an absolute feeling of... Whoa. That's because we're in sport mode.
It's also because you've got a heavy right foot.
I've got to impress you, Jim. I mean, I'm worried. We're two episodes in, and you must just think, what an absolute...
Look.
Blooming middle-aged lady at the wheel. No, Giles, I want to show you.
I think you're younger than me, Mel.
I don't think I am. When were you born?
No, we don't have to go there.
Nice to get a bit of poke under the bonnet. Lovely. That felt very... suddenly, we were out of school run mode and we were into... I don't know, we were into sort of tooling along to Monte Carlo mode. Hang on. Oh, Heston, half a mile. Guys, we're nearly there. The key thing is there a Waitrose? I'm sorry. I have become so middle-aged, I won't even stop at a service station these days if there isn't a Waitrose.
Look at that. Okay, I have to describe
it. Oh, these are the Tesla.
Massive red cables going underground.
There are absolutely loads of them. They're like milking stalls, aren't they? It's like a load of electric cows kind of parking up to be reduced. Do we have to go in frontally or rectally?
This one... Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
This one definitely reversing.
This is a reverser. How the heck are you supposed to do that when there's oncoming traffic? Can you just pop a electric car into a normal 3-pin plug?
Yeah.
You can.
But it takes forever to charge.
How long does it take?
About 2 days, depending on how big the car or the battery is.
So the 9-hour version that you told us about is not your trickle out of the wall?
No.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So...
It's an overnight one.
They're going to have to change that, though, aren't they? Isn't everyone just going to want to plug in at home?
So at home, you would have a charge point installed, which is the type 2, it's the 7 kilowatt charge point,
right,
which would take about, for this car, about 9.5 hours. So overnight.
And if you don't have off-street parking, can you run it across the pavement legally?
No.
You have to put it through your letterbox, one of those.
But it's still got to get from the street to the letterbox, or to the letterbox to the street.
Mm.
There are government schemes that they're creating for underpavement charge cables.
Nice.
Which is really, really good. And also you've got lamppost charging as well.
Have you seen them, Mel?
No.
Yeah, they convert lampposts, because they've already got power to your lamppost, to serve as chargers as well. And they open a little flap.
Oh, yeah. Like on Top Cat.
Yeah.
When Officer Dibble kept his toothbrush inside the lamppost. Plug the charging cable into your vehicle. Want a receipt? Yes. Want to talk to somebody? Always. 65p per kWh.
Yeah.
Kilowatts per hour. Okie dokes. Right,
so
now where do we go?
Here.
To the right flank of the car.
Indeed. So just as you would open your petrol cap. Now this one here.
Look at that.
So yeah, we've
Look
got
at that. So I'm just going to literally plug that in there.
Yeah.
Name, I'm sorry.
It's Michael.
Michael.
Mm. Hiya.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'll tell you when I can get plugged in.
Oh, no.
Start charging a car.
The charger's out of order.
Oh, no. And you're finding that's happening a lot?
Oh, I find it. I've had the experience of actually coming to a grinding halt on the motorway.
What?
Because I pulled into Leicester Forest East service station expecting to be able to charge the car, to find that both the charging points were out of order, and I had to go another 8 miles to try and get off the motorway. The range on the car suggested that there was about 30 miles left in the range, but I didn't allow for the fact that it was uphill.
We need to sort this out. I speak as part of the EV community now. We need to work out what the hell's going on.
As I understand it, the biggest reason for breakdowns on the motorway network is people running out of petrol or diesel.
Yeah.
If we're all riding around in electric cars...
It's going to be running chaos.
I think the M1, for example, will be probably the longest car park in the country, because there will be bumper to bumper.
Causing multiple traffic jams.
If you're on the road network on a Friday afternoon before a bank holiday, you can forget about trying to charge your car on
Are you the sort of man that looks at the glass and it's half empty? I'm getting a real neggy sense of you.
I'm extremely optimistic. It's just that I don't drive electric cars just to go to Waitrose and back. I drive them around the country.
Mm.
I've taken a Jaguar I-Pace from Leicestershire to Edinburgh. You daren't drive past a charging point
and
on the motorway
charge
without stopping to charge for fear of getting to the next charging point with very little charge in your battery and not being able to charge it either because there's a queue of 4 or 5 cars trying to get on there or it's not working.
Do you know what we all need, guys? We need, like the Ninja Turtles, we need portable battery packs on our backs, like sort of tortoise shells.
But in fairness, isn't you deliver these long distance for a living, right? Most users will be doing shorter trips for which they can recharge overnight. Isn't that fair to say?
It is fair to say. However, like we're here today on this particular company's charging points, these are all single units. You know, there's one car per unit. They've actually got some units that have got two sets of leads on the same block. Around about 9 months ago, I had cause to telephone them to ask why it was that if I was plugged in on one side of the unit and somebody came along and plugged their vehicle in on the other side of the unit whilst I was charging, why did it stop charging my car?
What do you think of the car? It's a socking great electric Ford Mustang.
Well, I mean, how can you have a Ford Mustang that doesn't sound like a Ford Mustang? Yeah?
Okay.
The Tesla is ridiculously over-engineered. You have to find a screen. You have to find a button on a screen to open the glove box.
I'm with you, Michael. I don't want the car to drive me. I want to drive the car. That's my thought.
But I'm sound like Mr. Grumpy.
But no thrill at all from the power in the small of your back.
To be fair, driving things like the I-Pace, it's the closest experience I've had to flying on Concorde. because there is a point on the runway on the takeoff that pins you to the back of the seat, and it is possible to do that in an electric car.
Wow, the launch control.
Yeah, but
have you done launch control, Michael?
Launch control?
Launch control.
What's that?
Ever done that? It's when you basically do what you just described. The G-force hits and you feel like you're about to fly off the road.
The counter pleasure to experiencing that in an electric car is if you watch the range gauge.
Right.
Because if the range gauge said that you had, you know, 100 miles left on the range, by the time the car slowed down again after you've sort of had that experience, yeah, there might only be 80 miles left on the range, right, but you've probably only travelled a mile.
I've been on Concorde, but only up in the Scottish Air Museum. They've got one parked up. But it's amazing. It's like being in a sort of
very
rocket, isn't
very
it?
Very tiny, aren't
they? Tiny, yeah.
I do believe we've still got the salt and pepper pot. They must go through thousands.
Yeah.
Or went to go through thousands, yeah, of them, but yeah.
Lovely to chat, anyway.
Absolutely.
I'm now in the driver's seat and I'm going to drive us back from Heston to Shay Mel.
Yeah, lovely.
But
do you mind if I sleep?
Yes, because
it's not a podcast, is it?
Right. I'm not sure that I can carry it if you're asleep.
Oh, of course you can. You can monologue, do a little monologue.
Yeah,
I have a thing when I get into the passenger seat where it's like Pavlov's dog. I'm just... my lids are going already. No offence to anyone in the car. You are all marvellous human beings. And
oh, by the way.
Yes.
Just before we move off, can we do cupboard snacks?
Yes, please. I was hoping you were going to say cupboard snacks. Oh, hello. Chocolate fingers. G-dubs, you are the absolute...
I mean, I've had at them, so there are some left, but there's enough left, right?
You are the absolute don. Come on, G-dubs.
I think three.
I'll post them in. You just tell me when you need one. This is what my husband does, and he does a kind of like a Billy Idol snarl. He kind of goes like that. The side of the mouth kind of goes like that, and then you have to post in whatever snack.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm glad you like them, because, I mean, they're a bit sweet.
Love them.
Right. Okay.
I'm just posting in number three. Should we offer one to Michael? No, we'll get a 20-minute monologue. Let's move on.
Okay.
Let's move on.
And you're not allowed to fall asleep, even though these might give you a hypoglycemic crash. No, it's all right. I've got another one here. Because we have to... We need your full detailed download on the car.
I've just had five. That was my fifth.
Oh, my God. I thought I was being excessive with three.
They're so delicious.
They're good, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
It's the proportion of chocolate to thing on the inside.
It's just right, isn't it?
Is that your six?
That's my number six.
Oh, we've got a... I thought for a moment there was a petrol-powered car that had just got stuck. Right, where does it go?
Do what Paul Hollywood does. Wait, make a big gap so you've got an empty road ahead of you and then absolutely go for your life.
You ready?
Oh, slightly. I've eaten so many chocolate fingers.
Throw up.
I'm really slightly... They're repeating already.
You ready?
Oh, God, this isn't like...
Head back.
It's not going to be launch control, please, Giles. It's not launch control,
No, I don't have that option. Ready?
Go. Oh.
That's 60, so we better calm down now.
That was good. The fingers have stayed in place.
Oh, that was fun. In fact, it was so fun, we better do some more.
Oh.
I mean, how fun was that?
Amazing. That was
unbelievable.
Beautiful. And it was smooth as well.
Chills, man.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
There wasn't that sort of awful, you know, the G-force business.
I don't
very,
get
very
that
nice.
in my Fiat 500. I just do not get that. Smooth power delivered by sport mode.
The chocolate crash is incoming. I can feel it already. Seriously. It's a lovely day outside. We've had a lovely time. We've done lots of chatting and just time to just...
It's over, isn't it?
Oh, it's over. It's over.
Gabby, it's just you and me from here on, I think.
That's all right, we've got this, Giles.
So we just did 0 to 60. How long should that have taken us?
So 0 to 60 on this is about 9.6 seconds.
Is that very good? I don't know.
I mean, a Tesla's about 2.8 to 3.2. So it's quite a lot longer. But actually, for a small nippy car, it's very quick.
Is that a G? You looked a bit...
That
surprised.
Sounds to me like VW doing battery management. Like, like in a family car, we know you're not going to do drag racing. Why don't we help you preserve the life of your battery by not flooring it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
So you still, I mean, you'd still beat any petrol or diesel car off the line, but then continuing that...
Ah, okay, yeah.
So even if you were sat next to a Mustang, you know, off that line, you'll be in front for the first few seconds, and then obviously they'll completely pass you.
What? Hang on, I want to beat Michael. Michael was in a Mustang.
Yeah, we should have done that.
Are we gonna...
Oh, that's, going yeah, but to that's an electric though. Mustang.
Okay.
I'm talking like a petrol one.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as we beat Michael, that's all I really well, care about.
If the system, the grid, doesn't win over the Michaels,
yeah,
we're all stuffed.
Yeah. I did a gig once in Milton Keynes, and suddenly the entire theatre electricity went down, okay?
Uh-huh.
And we found out in the interval, it was terrible. Les Dennis and I had to go on in the dark and cover for 20 minutes, just doing gags in the darkness, okay? And somebody said, oh, it's because there's a gig happening in Milton Keynes. There was some sort of festival, which meant that the theatre went down. Guys, I'm worried about the states of our grids in general. And
yeah,
heaping all this extra electricity on them with the EVs, is that going to be problematic? Just, I want to put that out into the general framework of things.
Typically overnight, the usage is quite low, which is why most people will charge their car at night. But then, for example, like with me, I charge my car once a week.
Seriously?
Yeah. I charge my car gives me about 260 miles. This particular car give you about 212 in, you know, today's sort of weather. That's plenty for so many people. And you know, we're not going to be charging every day all day. So I don't think it's ever going to be that much of an issue. Even if you have to chat to your neighbours and say, look, you know, what days do you need to charge?
Yeah.
You know, if it got to that point, I think it's a very long time before we get to that point. But if it does get to that point, you just have to, you know, coordinate with your neighbours and say, well, okay, I need to charge on a Sunday.
Yeah.
It charges me for the rest of the week. Oh, I'll charge on a Monday. It's never going to be everyone plugging at the same time.
Anything that encourages us to talk to our neighbours more is a good thing. We can go left here. Yeah, lovely. It's got to be a good thing, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Really? I can go left here?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, this is local knowledge, right?
This is local knowledge. Through this little tiny...
Okay.
Little peekaboo.
Right, this is where we peek-a-boo. Nick the...
Nicely handled, Giles. Oh. Oh, it went very... It went full freestyle.
We've got a whole chicane coming up. I love this.
Oh.
Handling.
Oh, nice handling on the road. Oh. Gabby, I'm notoriously tight when it comes to paying out for cars. So how much is this going to set us back?
The actual total cost of the car is around about 30,000 to 32,000.
I've never bought a new car in my life. Is that a lot of money to pay for a new car? Is
for
it?
Or is that a brand new average? Electric car? No. Especially for the range that this one offers and the features. So having over 200 miles majority of the time, obviously depending on how you drive. Things like the standard features of the adaptive cruise control, the sat nav and the reverse camera, those are standard from the very base spec. All of that added in for that amount of money is not a lot for a brand new electric car in this day and age. Most of them are around about probably 40 to 50 is where the average
really?
Electric car sits.
So this is good value.
That is less than I thought. It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Much more than I've ever spent in a car. But
yeah. But you're saying it's at the lower end at the moment of the kind of EV
yeah.
cars out there.
Yeah.
I drove a VW for all my life, ever since I had kids. We've always had a VW because they don't go wrong. And one of the things that I really like about VWs is the gear change is a positive pleasure because you're dealing with something that, you know, generations of German engineers have gone into and made work nicely, right? Mm. And so the Touran that we sent off to the scrapyard like 2 weeks ago.
Did you cry?
Almost. Nobody else in the family was remotely bothered, but I was because I associate it with my... We got it for my... When we got a third kid, you know? Oh. We needed a bit of room. Oh. And that's now 14 years ago.
Oh, that's...
And it was, we had it for 14 years and it didn't go wrong, but anyway, blah, 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 blah.
What was it called? It
no,
name?
No, it didn't have a name.
You don't name your cars?
No. We had a red car before that, which we called Reddy, but We didn't call... We should have called this one... You know, steady already, I don't know. But what are we doing now?
Straight on, my love. No, straight on up.
Oh, well, stop. That's anyway.
Okay. Yeah, go on.
I want to know if you have identified in this car an equivalent gadget or knob or feature to that gear stick, which was so satisfying in the...
I mean, the coffee cup knob behind the steering wheel that does everything, basically. That's doing everything, isn't it? Is nice. I like the feel of that. But I do miss just putting the old left hand nonchalantly down without even having to think about it. I do miss that. I like the concept in a car that you're working four separate angles, four limbs.
A bit like playing an old church organ, yeah?
Exactly.
Yeah, not that I can, but...
No, exactly. I'm slightly missing that.
Can you play a church organ?
I used to do the bellows for my brother who played a church organ.
Wow.
Used to have to sit there and... all through the 70s. That's my main memory. And he'd wear these really sinister soft shoes for doing the foot pedals.
Doing pedals, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
So what is your ID3 in a word? What's your word?
You go first. You say your word first.
Neat.
Neat. Temperate.
Ooh, temperate.
I just feel very... It just feels very calm. It feels like a really nice temperature. I know I'm not going to lose my shit in here. Excuse my language. I'm not going to start raging in here.
Yeah, now that you say that, I might switch from neat to soothing.
Soothing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gabby, I would buy this car. I can see myself in this one.
I can see you in this for the next 10 to 15 years. This is going to be like your forever car.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, not having them break down, that would seriously help.
Yeah, definitely.
Help our lives.
I'm going up deliberately onto there, just so that I get nice and parallel. There.
Lovely. Oh, thanks, G.
Thank you, Mel.
Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed our adventure this week. I do apologise for the chocolate fingers.
Yeah.
Because literally I've left you with an empty cardboard box. I'm so sorry.
No, I feel good that I'm...
Oh, my God, there are 108 calories per finger. Oh, no. Ruddy Ada. And I've just sat in the car for 2 hours.
I'm sorry.
Right, I'm going to go inside and do a Davina McCall workout to combat A, sitting in the car, and B, the chocolate fingers.
It's on you next time.
Cupboard snacks are on me.
Yeah.
Defo. And I can't wait to see what we're going to be driving. Thank you for joining me on my electric adventure. New episodes are released every Thursday throughout the series. If you join Tortoise as a member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts, you get them a day early and can listen without the adverts. Thanks to Octopus Electric Vehicles for providing the cars, the expertise, and our boffin in the back. Mel's Electric Adventure is a Tortoise production, and the producer is Lewis Vickers. Tortoise.